Paul Thomas Anderson est un cinéaste aussi insaisissable qu'excentrique. Un zinzin d'Hollywood qui abreuve ses films de soft drink névrotique. Comme ici, dans Punch Drunk Love, un cocktail de scènes burlesques façon Tati et Buster Keaton, lesté d'un zeste d'angoisse chaplinesque.
It's so funny that you should mention silent movie because half the times I was really trying to think of trying to make a silent movie, you know. There's that old theory that the best movie should be silent, you know. So I'm not doing it through dialogue, but. But I'm also a writer, so I love to write. You know, I get to write a little bit wordy sometimes.
Hi! We were just talking about you.
All
remember
right.
We used to call you gay boy, you'd get all mad?
What's that?
We used to call you gay boy, remember? You'd be fine, and then we'd call you gay boy, you'd just freak out.
We were calling you gay, and you got so mad you threw the hammer through the sliding glass door. You remember?
I don't remember that.
Yes, you do. We were calling you gay boy, and you got so mad.
Well, that's always the sort of... that standard sort of template for the Buster Keaton hero, you know, or sort of a lot of comedy heroes, you know, a guy in the center,
yes,
and everything
yes.
swirling around him,
yes.
you know, and that was something we were definitely ripping off and loving that.
Okay.
Monomaniac, le personnage joué par Adam Sandler, stocke les boîtes de pudding comme d'autres s'avalent des neuroleptiques. Acte symbole d'une société de consommation sous perfusion.
You can go to places in the world with pudding. That is funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You just see all this fucking madness yes. around you, so you just go to pudding, you know? You kind of put trust in pudding,
yes. Yes.
you know, and put trust in some... You sort of try to latch onto one small thing that you can
yes.
get a hold of and hold accountable.
First I saw the teriyaki chicken for $1.79 and then the soup, which made a real deal, but to stumble across the pudding, it's just tremendous how most people don't look.
I have American guilt and concerns and I live there, but I am at heart either European or Hawaiian. More liberal in my thinking, you know. I wish at least, you know. So I think that maybe that happens, you know, that sort of my DNA is clearly American, but my tastes are not very American.